Welcome to Houston Indie Media News. Earlier today, closing arguments were heard in the trial of Terry Thompson, the husband of Shauna Thompson, who is the Harris County Sheriff's Deputy, who both of them murdered John Hernandez. Unfortunately, we can't play the entirety of the final arguments. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long, but you can find all of the raw audio at radio4all.net. That's radio, the number 4, A-L-L, .net. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Houston Indie Media Radio.
With you. The judge just read it to you. And so what it's saying is, if you reasonably believe the actions were immediately necessary to avoid imminent harm, what actions are we talking about? So the defendant wants you to believe that by placing John Hernandez in a chokehold and impeding the normal breath and circulation of the blood to the brain, that that was more important than the assault, the punch to the eye. So let's talk about the harm, which is John Hernandez's death. Necessity is normally used if your child was hurt, if your child had fallen, and let's say you'd been drinking at home and you chose to commit the crime of driving while intoxicated to take your child to the hospital. Certainly we'd all agree if your child was seriously injured that you should drive while intoxicated to get to the hospital. That's necessity. We're talking about a man's death. We're talking about to avoid a punch to the eye that Terry Brian Thompson chose to kill John Hernandez. Those harms are the same. Are they the same? I mean, dying is not the same as being punched in the face. That's not necessity. That's not what we're here to talk about. I'd like to point out to you that this is John Hernandez and Maria Twall and Alexa. And we heard testimony from James Leon Keith that Terry Brian Thompson was mad. He was yelling at John Hernandez, "Don't pee in the parking lot. Don't pee in front of my girls." And James Leon Keith said that was so offensive. The behavior of peeing in the parking lot in front of 16, 17-year-old girls was so offensive. Let's talk about Terry Brian Thompson's conduct. Because we watched the video as Maria Terrell paced with her 3-year-old child and had to make the decision if she should stay and defend her husband with a group, a mob surrounding him and allowing him to continue his behavior, or if she should take her crying 3-year-old child to the car to not watch her father be killed. And then she was blamed for it on the witness stand when she was forced to explain why she left. She left because she thought law enforcement had arrived and she took her daughter away so she wouldn't see her father be choked to death. Those were the choices that Maria Terrell had to make that night when you evaluate her testimony and why she did that. So do we really think it's reasonable for Terry Brian Thompson to be so angry that he's screaming at John Hernandez in the parking lot for urinating that he kills him in front of his wife and child? That's the behavior that we're talking about. Now, there's another thing in this charge, failure to retreat. We don't even consider self-defense if you believe the defendant provoked the person whom deadly force was used. That's on page 11. It tells you right here, we don't even get to self-defense if you believe one of these three things. And I stood right here in opening statement and I talked to you about the behavior of both John Hernandez and Terry Brian Thompson before they came together right there in that parking lot. And so now, I want us to watch this video. That's John Hernandez walking head down. This is Terry Brian Thompson getting out of his car. You can see by his body language, he is yelling. You can see by his body language, he is gesturing at John Hernandez. He's yelling at him, and James Leon Keith tells us he's yelling, "Don't pee in the parking lot. Don't pee in front of my teenage girls that are inside the lobby." Is he really defending their honor? I mean, John Hernandez, if you believe that, has already peed behind the truck. What more is Terry Thompson really going to do? The girls are inside. The girls don't look offended. The girls aren't crying. They're not covering their eyes. They walk in the Denny's barefoot and laughing. This hasn't traumatized them. They are 16, 17-year-old girls. Terry Brian Thompson is pissed. He's yelling at him. You can't do that in the parking lot. You can't do that here. John Hernandez is drunk. I mean, he's peed, allegedly. He's walking inside minding his own business when he comes face to face with Terry Brian Thompson, who's screaming at him in the doorway to get back inside to his wife and child that are inside at the table. Now, they would also have you believe that John Hernandez either pushed or punched Terry Bryan Thompson first. That's their story. That's their whole story to get self-defense. That John Hernandez must have punched him in the eye, and that led us to this 10-minute incident. So self-defense, this is the law. We talked about it. It has to be to the degree the person has to reasonably believe and immediately necessary, and this is just regular force, to protect against unlawful force. So right now we believe the two men have come together in the parking lot. Terry Bryan Thompson's yelling at him for peeing, and allegedly John Hernandez has either pushed or punched him, according to James Leon Keith. And so now let's watch what happens when they come together. That's it. That's the fight. That's reasonable force. That's self-defense. If you believe him, that John Hernandez either pushed or punched him one time, it took him 10 seconds to take John Hernandez to the ground and stay on top of him for the next 10 minutes. 10 seconds. 10 seconds to total domination, to lying on him with all of your body weight and choking a man to death. Because this is Terry Bryan Thompson's injury. A black eye. That they say was caused by one punch to the face. That's it. So that's self-defense with just regular force. If you're going to go all the way to kill a person, and we all agreed in jury selection 2 weeks ago that if you're going to take another human being's life, we want limits placed on that. And this is it. This is deadly force. So in response to being punched, he had to reasonably believe that deadly force was immediately necessary. You've watched the video over and over again. You've heard the testimony of the witnesses. No one ever said, once Terry Bryan Thompson was on top, John Hernandez never punched him. John Hernandez never kicked him. John Hernandez never got back up. John Hernandez never got on top. So when did it become immediately necessary? How was it reasonable to kill a man? Because we know that for the next 3 minutes and 36 seconds, we're going to watch John Hernandez taps out. Right there. He gave up. Full submission to whatever fight Terry Bryan Thompson believed was going on. John Hernandez was done. There is no fight. And you can now watch the last 3 minutes and 36 seconds of John Hernandez's life. Terry Bryan Thompson never asked the biker, never asked his wife, never asked his kids for help. Never tells his daughter to go inside and get away from this extremely dangerous man that he's scared to death of. Never asks anyone to call police. Doesn't ask James Leon Keith, who quite honestly told us he would have done anything to help him that night. Never asks him, help me hold this guy. He asks James Leon Keith, make sure to keep the paparazzi away so I'm not recorded committing this crime. As you watch this final 3 minutes and 36 seconds after Ryan Steiger recorded his cell phone, Mercedes Romero has called 911, Selvin Young has called 911, and Ryan himself will get off this video right there, and he will call 911. All of the reasonable people are being held back in the denies, and they told us the things they were saying. They said, get off. They said, stop. They said, he can't breathe. They said, you're choking him. That's what the reasonable people of Harris County were saying that night. There's James Leon Keith, holding everybody back, keeping everybody away, while Terry Bryan Thompson murders John Hernandez. We brought you the Denny's witnesses. They came and told you what they saw and what they did. But quite honestly, this is one of the few crimes you can watch it happen right in front of you. Started as reasonable, past the point of any justification, of self-defense, of necessity, or of apparent danger. When Terry Bryan Thompson made the decision to continue to apply a chokehold and lay on a man that had given up. These are the last 16 seconds. When it became a murder. John Hernandez's life. He had no pulse, no breath when Terry Bryan Thompson rolls off. And the defendant's wife starts to perform CPR, and we know from both EMTs and the medical examiner, he's medically dead as he lays on the cement. Some medical assistance in being on a ventilator and life support, he'll live for additional days. John Hernandez never comes back. And the minute he tapped out, he had given up. And the minute he tapped out, Terry Bryan Thompson committed a murder. Because what you have to ask yourself, was it excessive? This is how John Hernandez looked at the end, on the early morning hours of May 28th. That's at the hospital. We've seen defense's photographs. We've seen defense's photographs from days later of Terry Bryan Thompson's black eye. We never heard any evidence that it was serious bodily injury. We certainly asked a lot of people. There were never any medical records that he had a torn retina or a concussion or anything other than a black eye. And so really what you have to decide, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter what the defense attorney says, it doesn't matter what John says, and it really doesn't matter what the judge says, because this is your case. This is the community's case. And so are we going to say that if someone gives you a black eye, you can kill them? Is that where we are? Is that who we are? Because it wasn't lost on me when I went to the crime scene photos that it's Denny's America's Diner. And we had a large population, a cross-section of who Harris County is. All ethnicities, all races, genders, everybody was out there that night. And if you look at yourselves on this jury, you our representation of Harris County today. We heard a lot of talk about self-defense, and in Fort Dyer, people were like, I would do this, and it's Texas. And while this certainly is the Lone Star State, it is not the Wild West. And we have agreed to a rule of law that we will all be judged by. That's really the question. Is, are you going to say that you can kill a man if he punches you in the face? We're going to take a human life for that behavior, for peeing in a parking lot. A Class C offense by fine only deserved a death sentence that night. No matter who you are married to, the law applies to each of us. And thankfully, in Harris County, Texas, the law protects all of us the same. because that defendant was motivated by anger and not fear. You cannot watch that video and believe that he had to kill John Hernandez that night. There is just not evidence of that. Because he was motivated by anger, that's what makes him guilty of murder.
Does it take to say just stop before somebody should just stop? I ask my 13-year-old that all the time. Sorry for them having to go to it. I feel sorry for y'all having to. I feel sorry for everybody having to go to it. But this is what we have to do in our legal system, to make sure that all the facts are looked at. So let's get the state. Just talk about briefly. The state says it's about 53-second video in what Sierra Thompson, teenage daughter, says in the heat of what's going on. Where was Sierra Thompson in the last 2 weeks? Did you hear them call when the judge said, call your next witness, Sierra Thompson? No. Well, why not? It's their burden. They said at 23:30:20, John Hernandez passed out, and they played a video that they put a clock up there. Actually, look back in the record. Did anybody say that? No. We asked. Was he still resisting? Yes. We asked witnesses. When did he submit? He never submitted until he passed out and Miss Thompson said, get off of him. And Terry Thompson got off of him. Not at that time. We have that in our timeline. We'll go back and look at that. You remember, it took me forever go through each individual time with the witnesses and what's happening, and we wrote it down. We'll go back and look at the time, but it ain't at that time. It says he killed him because he's being in the park. No, it's not because this whole thing. Here's what it is. Terry Thompson says, "Hey, man, you can't pee in the middle of the parking lot. Take it inside." Anything wrong with that? I don't think so. Seems reasonable to me. And what does Mr. Hernandez, what is his response? Remember I set this sticker over here a while back? Estimation of about 44 foot. That's the front of the demons? Mr. Hernandez's response. That's the response. I didn't even say anything. You heard me, Maria Toral. Right? That's the response. Now, put yourself in that position. That just happened. What are you going to do? Whoa, great, sorry, man. And now he's fighting you. Put yourself in that position. The state's not. The state repeatedly said that the defense wants the jury to believe. And they went through some things. It doesn't work that way. But we'll get into why later. But here's why it doesn't work that way. Right there. It's in the judge's instruction. If the evidence is raised, the judge puts it in the instruction, and then the state has to disprove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, traditionally, the burden is on the state. We talked about that in Vore Dire. But we're going to talk about why I had to bring all the evidence. Now, and this goes to Vore Dire. This specific screen during Vore Dire. We're going through the jury picking. Who's responsible for bringing the jury all the information? Well, the answer was the state, the prosecutor, Harris County District Attorney's Office, Mr. Jordan and Ms. Seeley. That's their burden. And the burden never shifts. And everybody said, that's the way it's supposed to be. Is that what you heard during the state's opening so far? It's not what I heard. Here's another screen that we talked about in Vore Dire. How important is it that you get all the information available? Everybody raised their hand. It's very important. Or you hear, or you see this little snippet. You see a 53-second snippet of a video. Say, told you in their opening, we will bring you each of the people you see on the surveillance video. Did they do that? Because it's funny, they opened with Sierra Thompson and what she said. That's just one. They didn't do that. They didn't even bring you the surveillance video. Because if you look, right there, on states number 21, on their exhibit, they told you, oh, this is the raw footage of the surveillance video. Remember when they did that? Here's everything. Look at State's Exhibit 21. At those numbers, specifically, they're not there. They're cut out. They're chopped out. You know what? You know what's at that time? Mr. Hernandez threatening Mr. Blake Wise. They didn't want you to see that. Why? Tell me why they would do that. So, I had to bring it to you. That's the part where John Hernandez gets into the first confrontation that we know of that night with Blake Wise. That's at Defense Exhibit 11. They also want you to hide the second confrontation, where he pushes his wife and elbows her in the mouth, then shakes his arm and continues taunting Blake Wise.
Just a minute. You're probably arguing. All right. Sustained.
Well, you take a look at the video. That's what I see. Just like Miss Seeley got up here and told you what she sees on the video, that's what I see in the part they didn't want you to see. By that time, Mr. Wise had called 911 to report a severely intoxicated Hernandez driving with his daughter and threatening him with a gun. They talk about an attack. Did you see that attack on Mr. Wise? For coming in here and just saying, hey, I just called 911. I don't want to be here. Probably won't call 911 next time, that's for sure. I mean, you can drive around drunk with a baby in the car. Not me. State sat there and attacked him. He don't have a dog in this hunt. He wasn't even there. He left. He didn't give Mr. Hernandez a chance to walk over and punch him in the eye. Because he had a whole parking lot between him and Mr. Law keeping him from walking across that parking lot and doing the same thing. He was lucky. Only being here against State versus Mr. Wise. When the state rested last Friday, they told you they are done. They've met their burden. They've shown you the whole case. They're done. And since then, what have we had to do? Spend all week bringing in witnesses and introducing evidence so you could actually see the rest of the story and what's going on. Why would the state not bring the jury all the information available? There's only one answer to that. Because they knew a jury wouldn't find that they proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Sorry about the misspelling. I'm so sorry about that. You know, I apologize ahead. A year or two ago, I was in trial, and a young prosecutor, they're all younger than me, it seems like, but she used what she said was an old saying in the lawyer world, and I hadn't heard it, and so when she said it, I thought, you know, who knows, and she tells a story that an old lawyer taught her, if you've got the facts and the evidence, pound the facts and the evidence. If you don't have that, pound the table. Do something else. Don't focus on that. Point to everything else. Avoid calling witnesses. Try to hide the entire story in the hopes that the defense fails to bring the rest of the story. That's the best tactic. Nobody says it, but I am.
Objection, improper argument.
It's offensive. Well, the state has insinuated several times, many times, that Mr. Wall was mistreated. And in their questioning, they even said the brown people.
Objection.
The brown people were
improper
held.
Order, just a minute.
Improper argument. It's never
stated. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the jury will remember what was in evidence and not what the lawyers. What the lawyers say is not evidence.
Remember the question that they asked was wise? Remember that question? That the judge then instructed, don't listen to that. That's their insinuation. They repeatedly referred to the Hispanic man and the white man. Well, we all knew their names and the witnesses knew their names. All the way through it. Here's what the case is really about. Right here. The fact is, Mr. Hernandez decided to get drunk, stay out late, irritate his wife, drive drunk with the child in the car, act belligerent, try to fight with strangers, threaten them with a gun, manhandle his wife, ultimately striking her in the mouth. You get to look at it, and we'll look at it closer. Out at America's Diner on May 28th of 2017. The state's story? Just a quiet family out going to have dinner. And it's a great story. It's just not this story. And Mr. Hernandez, he's angry for some reason. We know why, because Mr. Ross says when he drinks, he gets angry. He's a mean drunk. He's a loudmouth. He's an ass. Those are her words, not mine. And she finally gets him inside, and he's still stewing, and he goes outside. And I've asked everybody, why? Why? Why did he go out? I know why. He was going to go out and give Mr. Wise another piece of his mind. Because he don't like to be told what to do when he's acting wrong. And there's no question he was acting wrong. You don't drive drunk with a 3-year-old in the car. Again, what's wrong with calling him out? I promise you, if Mr. Hernandez, if the police had come out when Mr.